together, you and me. You asked me to forgive you. You said there was another home on your mind. And forgiving you is easy, but forgetting seems to take the longest time. Forgiving you is easy, but forgetting seems to take the longest time.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Cubs State basketball continuing here this week on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are happy to be tuned in on a gloomy early March evening as we got a Big East League rivalry here in the semifinals of the Class 3A Boys Substate Tournaments. Good evening from Perry LeCompton High School, the co-ops playing host to the Jeff West Tigers. We got Megan, we got Jake alongside, Brandon Tabman with you, excited to bring it to you here tonight. Take number three between these two this season. They have played twice, they have split, both games have been close, and now the most important game of the season between Jeff West and Perry LeCompton here tonight. Trip to the Substate Championship game is on the line. We'll dive into more about both of these teams, get you set for the starting lineups, and the opening tip-off. Our pregame coverage continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here tonight on KNZA. Excited to bring it to you on the boys' side in Class 3A, a substate semifinal here tonight at Perry LeCompton High School. Cross-playing host to their Big East League rivals, the Jefferson West Tigers, alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman, Megan Sturton, our studio producer. Jake, my good sir, let's dive into it tonight, man. This is take three between these two. They have played twice. Both games were close. Both teams have won one game. Now, obviously, it's winner-take-all game three tonight. Both these teams have had solid seasons, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We're ready to rock and roll here tonight at Perry LeCompton.
Two contrasting styles here tonight between these two teams.
Jeff West Tigers are a team that, man, that they like to get up and down, but they also like to slow you down a little bit. They got a little bit more size down low, and they got a little bit more beef within a little bit, but Perry LeConte, they can shoot the lights out of the basketball. And this is a Jeff West specific team that if they can get hot, look out for Max Tuck. He had 6 threes in their game just the other day. He's a guy that can catch fire. And then we always talk about Brody Schwinn when we're talking basketball, but Brixton Schwinn, as the season has progressed, the young freshman phenom on the football side of things, he's kind of found his own on the basketball court here towards the end of this basketball season. He's a name that I would say look out for if you are a Jeff West Tiger. But on the Perry LeConte side, you know, again, you cannot go look at the cause without mentioning the name of Houston Havager. This is a guy that can score in bunches. He can hit it from anywhere on the floor. And when you got senior leadership like this Perry LeConte team has, you're going to have the ability to be ready for moments like this. And we're talking about it. It's here at Perry LeConte High School. This is a big-time gymnasium. It's one of my top five favorite places to be in because of the environment that it becomes. And you add in the fact that this is a rivalry game,
right?
Not just Big East League. These two teams do not like each other, and you're going to see that from this on the court here tonight.
Well, it's crazy. Both these teams, similar records. Jeff West, 15-9. They finished tied for fourth in the Big East at 6-4. Perry LeConte, they went 5-5 in league play. That was seventh, but two games better in the win column at 17-7. Both were good in December. Both 500-ish in the month of January, and both teams since January flipped over to February playing good basketball. Tigers are 7-3 since the calendar flipped to February. Obviously, now we're in March. Perry LeConte, after a 5-4 January, they've won 6 of 8 since then as well. So both teams coming in hot tonight. We'll get you the starting lineups here right now as we are inching closer to the tip-off with Jeff West boys here at Perry LeConte tonight. Again, our broadcast is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net. They are providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Again, for Jeff West, under fifth-year head coach Joe Smith, Tigers record at 15-9. Last Thursday won their first-round game against Marysville, 43-41. Freshman guard Evan Payne in the backcourt. He's averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. On the wing, senior Jason Payne, a stout 14 points and 8 rebounds a contest. Max Tuck could be a wild card tonight. Junior wing at 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. And then you got the Schwins, Brody the junior at 14.6 rebounds a game. Brixton, as Jake mentioned, getting more and more comfortable. The freshman Brixton Schwinn getting a start tonight alongside his older brother in the front court. So again, for Joe Smith, Jeff West, Tigers at 15-9 on the year, it is Evan Payne, Jason Payne, Max Tuck, Brody Schwinn, and Brixton Schwinn. For Matt Simmons, fifth-year head coach for Perry LeConte, their record is 17-7, went 5-5, good for seventh in the rugged Big East. Won their first-round game with ease last week here on this floor over Pleasant Ridge. That final was 63-33. We'll get you the Perry LeConte starters and the opening tip-off right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
With every pregnancy, it's a journey, and you deserve care that walks with you every step of the way. At Community Healthcare System, our OB team provides compassionate, personalized care from your first visit through delivery and beyond. Expert providers, a caring team, close to home. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, to enrich the health and lives of the people we serve.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big East League Showdown here tonight at Perry LeCountain High School, boys class 3A, substate semifinal matchup. Jeff Westontown, we gave you their starters prior to that break right there. We got a Patriotic with it. Evan Payne, Jason Payne, Max Tuck, Brody Schwinn, and Brixton Schwinn. Get Jeff West at 15-9 on the season. Perry LeCountain, the home team tonight, 17-7 is their record under fifth-year head coach Matt Simmons. Dayton Tucker on the wing, a 6'1 senior, north of 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also on the wing, you got Colby Krein, a 5'8 senior sharpshooter at 12.5 points per contest. The point guard is Easton Graves. What a season he has had. The 5'11 junior, 10 points and north of 6 assists per game. Set the single-season assist record in their win over Royal Valley just a few weeks ago. Caden Baker down low, a 6'5 junior, 5.5 points, and a team-leading 6.1 rebounds a game. And Houston Haviger, the 6'3 junior forward, team-leading 16.3 points and 5.4 rebounds a game. So again, for Perry LeCountain and head coach Matt Simmons, Tucker, Klein, Haviger, Baker, and Graves, and back on the Jeff West side, Evan Payne, Jason Payne, Brody and Brixton Schwinn, and Max Tuck. We got Jay, we got Megan, we got Brandon, moments away from the opening tip-off here tonight, which is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. All black road uniforms for the Tigers, the home whites for Perry LeCountain. Jake Spaulding, keys to tonight's game.
I think if you're Jeff West, you want to get Brody Schwinn comfortable early, and you want to get him being able to move within the paint area as well. Jason Payne, a great facilitator, great scorer, but you're going to need that post presence to get started early and often. And if you're Perry LeCountain, I'm looking for Colby Krein. This is the kid that, yes, averages 12.5 a game. He's a really big part of their offense. However, he can handle pressure when it's applied. One of the best ball handlers in the Big East League. I look for Colby Krein to have a massive assist-to-turnover ratio for the cause to get a win tonight.
Jefferson West here in the all-black road uniforms. They'll go left to right here as we sit up top of the bleachers here at Perry LeCountain. Cards in the home whites. They'll travel right to left on the offensive side. And here we go. Trip to the Class 3A. Substate championship game is on the line. Jeff West, a little pace into the front court, left to right, opening possession. Evan Payne, straightaway three, just grazing the iron short. Offensive rebound, though, by Schwinn. Turns around, flips it up and in for two.
Great offensive rebound there by Jeff West, an early three by Payne, but older brother Jason able to scrap it up for it and put it back in.
So a 2-0 start here for Perry LeCountain. Now the Tigers force a turnover here at midcourt, trying to push it up the floor. They get it underneath. Jason Payne lost it out of bounds for a turnover.
Yep. Got a little sped up there that time, did Jason, so one turnover each way. But you're seeing right now Jeff West, they're picking up the pressure at half court in a man-to-man set here to begin this game.
Jason Payne bucket has the Tigers out to a 2-0 lead just 40 seconds in. Here's Houston Haviger left side on the wing. Hands it off right there to Dayton Tucker. Looking for the down low pass. Little up, little under. Baker might have been blocked at the rim. Ricochets out into the hands of Evan Payne. And here come the Tigers leading 2-0 early.
That's what you like to see if you're a Tiger fan right there. Again, the size advantage for them down low. Able to reject that shot with Schwinn.
Here's the freshman Payne up top. Right side to Brody Schwinn, the junior forward. Had it dribbled one time up top. Hands it off to Max Tuck. Looking left. Gets it right back over there to Brody Schwinn. Again, something to note. No shot clock here in the postseason. Left side in the corner. Drive by Payne. Got underneath. Looking for a dump down, and it's taken away by Baker for the Tigers' second turnover.
Right now, early on, Perry LeCountain running basically like a 2-2 zone.
And out of bounds, forcing a turnover on this end. Good defense by Jeff West. Graves driving, lost it off his foot and out of bounds.
But you're seeing face guarding against Max Tuck for Perry LeCountain. They have Easton Graves that stays on him the entire time. Everybody else sitting back in a zone here defensively for Perry LeCountain.
Lead contest between these two, January 5th here on this floor. Tigers won it 65-60. And then the Cause winning the matchup in the midseason tournament. Here's a right side three. It's a little bit long by Payne. ricochets out near the midcourt line, and Graves pushing from right to left. Up the floor, Dayton Tucker had it knocked away and out of bounds, and another Fairly Compton turnover. Just a little sped up, it appears, Jake.
Yeah, Coach Matt Simmons just looked over there and put his palms to the court saying, hey, breathe a little bit, slow down. The last two turnovers by Perry LeCompton just out of rhythm there offensively.
About 2 minutes in, still 2-0 Jeff West, thanks to a Jason Payne basket early. Up top, Max Tuck, man-to-man here by the cost. Tuck all the way, off-balance shot, left it short from the right block, into the hands of Easton Graves, and he has it on the dribble in the front court. Two
nice move.
Steps in after picking up the dribble near the three-point line, and he scoops it up and in for the Perry LeCompton first two. We are tied up at 5:45 left in the first.
Able to avoid contact, and a clear look at the basket, left-hand scoop shot.
Looking for a backside pass to Brody Schwinn, deflected out of bounds, last touch by Perry LeCompton. 5:39 to go first quarter, 2-2 tie.
Give a shout-out to Ronnie Baker. He's not able to play for Perry this season, but he's been like a fourth coach on that bench for Perry LeCompton this season.
Was here a couple of weeks ago, and they took on Valley Falls, and they were able to get him on the floor and get a basket here on senior night, so that was a cool scene. But big key contributor on the sideline. There's a missed short jump shot by Jason Payne, and then tipped out of the hands, and a foul on Jeff West. First foul of the game at 5:25 remaining on the first quarter clock.
Yeah, they're going to get Brixton Schwinn on that one. Brixton was trying to poke that ball free, but a little bit too much with the body as well.
For the cause, out to a little bit of a sluggish start on offense. Again, this is a team that scores north of 60 points per game. They hit the three at 35%, and speaking of a three, there it is. Kobe Klein from downtown. He's made 73 triples this season, and the cause their first lead at 5-2.
Wide open. Miscommunication defensively for Jeff West. You cannot leave Kobe Klein that wide open.
Here's Jason Payne. Baseline drive. Gets it back on the wing to Brody Schwinn. He'll knife through two. Lost the handle. Underhands it to Evan Payne. Gets in the lane. Shot nearly banked in. Offensive rebound, though, is no good. Looking for a third opportunity inside, and Jeff West going to get a third off here on this try. It's a right side three. That is short. And how about a fourth opportunity underneath off the glass? It's up and in. That's Jason Payne doing the hard work down low.
Yeah, just three different offensive rebounds. That one possession for Jeff West. All four of their points coming because of the effort on the offensive glass.
Perry LeCompton leading 5-4. 4.5 minutes to go first quarter. Right side, Houston Habiger steps in. 17-footer, right baseline. High off the front rim. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with Perry LeCompton. Good hustle down low by Dayton Tucker.
Right now, you're
touched by the Tigers.
Right now, you're going to have the officials come together because the near side official looked like he maybe had a better visual of it. They're going to talk this over. Yeah, and this will be Jeff West basketball. It looked like Brixton Schwinn went up for it, and then coming from behind was Easton Graves trying to keep it free.
So a switch of the call. Tigers down one, not quite to the halfway point opening quarter. Third meeting between these two this season. Perry LeCompton won both meetings against the Tigers last season. They get it to the free throw line. It's Jason Payne. One dribble in. Shot up and in. Over Baker. Nicely done.
Good job there again by Jason Payne. He's got all six for the Tigers. But, again, great defense there by Perry LeCompton, by Caden Baker, but just couldn't get him out of the rim.
Graves on a screen. Got to the rim. He'll draw the foul. Little two-man game up top with him and Baker. Graves said, I'll take it all the way myself. He'll draw the contact. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, Brody Schwinn called for the foul that time. He flew with him pretty well to the basket on that right lane line drive, but came down with that block attempt and got him on the arm.
Graves at the line this season, 59.5%. First free throw of tonight's game, no good. Perry LeCompton as a team, they hit it right at 60%, as we'll see the sixth man for the cause, and 6'1 junior Thomas Marcelino. Marcelino checks in, Baker gets a breather. Second free throw by Graves, got that one to go. Goes one for two, has three here in the opening quarter. 6-6, we're tied up at the halfway point.
Jeff West already with a size advantage in this game, but then Perry has to go even smaller by bringing Baker out of this game.
Up top it goes, now right side to Evan Payne. Little ball fake, backside pass, shot, no, and they're going to say jump ball underneath. Marcelino tying up Jason Payne, possession arrow back to Perry LeCompton.
And right as I say that the size advantage for Jeff West, Marcelino comes in, they get smaller. He gets a stuff there at the rim. Good hell of a ball call there by the official, and it's Perry LeCompton basketball.
3:37 to go first quarter, 6-6 tie here at Perry LeCompton tonight. There's an ear steal by Brody Schwinn. He does force the fourth Perry LeCompton turnover. Transition opportunity, and a layup is up and in for Brixton Schwinn, and his first basket here tonight, giving the Tigers an 8-6 lead.
That's where this team for Jeff West can be so dangerous. Their defense into offense is so quick.
Klein gets in, dumps it over to the right side block. And it's Easton Graves, who now has five.
I told you in the pregame, I mean, I want to see Colby Krein have a great assist-to-turnover ratio. That was a great drive and good kick.
5 minutes in, three to go here in the first. We're tied at eight. Right side three, that's buried by Evan Payne, and he quickly unties it up. Tigers take an 11-8 advantage.
I like the pace of this game for both of these teams right now. A lot of high-flying action. Both teams trying to push the basketball. Going to see which team can get their breath back underneath them.
Abiger hands it off right side. Tucker, three for the tie. No, just a touch short. Rebound for Jason Payne and Jeff West. They get it up the floor quickly, diving in, angling right off the window. And it's put down for two by Brody Schwinn, and a timeout for Perry LeCompton and head coach Matt Simmons. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. 2:36 to go in this opening quarter. Jake Spaulding, a 5-0 spurt here by the Tigers.
It's a big spurt, but it's all on the defensive side, turning into offensive opportunities for this Tiger team. They'd love to get out of transition, and that's really what Perry likes to do. Perry likes to push everything, but what you're seeing Coach Simmons not happy about right now is the transition defense. He was barking at his guys as soon as he called timeout, saying, we're not getting back. That's why you see the timeout call here from Perry. If I'm Coach Joe Smith and Jeff West, man, you keep the pedal to the metal. We're playing great defense right now. Keep that movement going forward.
Timeouts here on KMCA, as always, presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. Looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, thank you so much for having some fun here. Just getting going. Jeff West at Perry LeCompton here tonight. Boys side, Class 3A substate semifinal. Perry LeCompton burning that first timeout. Tigers on a 5-0 run as we come out of the break with Jeff West leading it 13-8 at 2.5 minutes to go here in the first period.
Man, it's like a capacity crowd right now, 2-10. This is a great atmosphere for a substate semi.
Backdoor cut. Nice little ball fake by Tucker. Missing the shot up close, and a bunny taken away by Jeff West.
Great job there. Loved the set out of the timeout by Coach Simmons, but could not get it to fall.
Short corner right, Jason Payne. A 5-point lead right now for the Tigers. Here's Max Tuck on the left wing. Bouncing it back up top, Brody Schwinn. Now Tuck, no hesitation, deep left wing three, that one not there. But another offensive rebound by Schwinn. He gets it back up top, now Tuck again. Offensive rebounding been key for the Tigers here early. Here's Evan Payne from downtown, missing off the left rim. And lo and behold, it's another offensive rebound. Here's a drive, here's a scoop, here's a finish for Brody Schwinn. Second and even third chance opportunities, the story here for the Tigers. Who have their largest lead of 7.
Yeah, 3 different possessions on that one time down there for Jeff West. Brixton Schwinn, we told you how he's figuring things out. Offensive glass nightmare right now for Perry.
Colby Krein got a decent look, able to get his own miss off a 3. He'll pull from the free throw line. That one halfway down and out. Thomas Marcelino gets the offensive rebound. Here's Habiger, right side 3. That one halfway down and out. Tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Perry LeCompton.
Man, Coach Joe Smith not happy. Because Brixton Schwinn, he's going for the rebound. Him and Marcelino battling down low. He wants the fast call, but you're seeing so far early, B-10. They're letting these boys play.
I'm loving the pace, man. You just mentioned it a moment ago. Pace has been really good. Right now, the Tigers on a 7-0 run, lead at 15-8. Now pass deflected out of bounds. Calls will now go to the side out. At 1:19 to go in the first. No shot clock here in the postseason. Which is hit or miss, how coaches feel about that.
I mean, if you're used to it throughout the regular season and then a substate game comes into play, now you don't have it anymore, that's a big difference for your own kids to kind of get that mindset shifted back.
So again, trying to stop a 7-0 run right now by Jeff West. Cause on the possession. Here's Graves, right elbow. Now Habiger going to work. He'll stop at the free throw line. Good defense here by the Tigers, man-to-man, nearly forcing a steal. Now Habiger making a move. Tough pull up.
Wow.
Oh, that is well done from about 18 feet right wing. First bucket for Houston Habiger. Stops the Tigers 7-0 run. 15-10, Jeff West.
So that's what Houston can do. He can create his own shot anywhere on the floor. He does so right there.
49 seconds and counting. First quarter. Tigers throw it away at midcourt. And it's going to be all the way too easy. Back-to-back buckets for Houston Habiger. And just like that, a 3-point game. And the Tigers throw it away again. Oh, boy, getting awkward here for Jeff West, and they nearly take it back away. Ball still on the floor, wild pace. Here's Baker for Perry. Little jump stop in the lane, and I think he draws a foul.
This place is getting... We're only 27 seconds left to go in the first quarter, B-10. But this place is already feeling like it's almost going to explode with the way that, again, they're letting them play out there, and these boys are hitting the deck hard. That's the second foul called here on Jeff West, Brixton Schwinn.
That was back-to-back turnovers for the Tigers right at midcourt, not even getting across midcourt. First free throw for Caden Baker is up and good. four of the five starters have now scored for Perry LeCountain. Just down seven a moment ago. Now they're down two. Baker, a 6'5 junior, team leader in rebounds for the Cause this season. Next free throw, planks it off the back iron. Rebound, Jeff West.
And it'll be a hole for the final shot. Again, no shot clock regardless, but you're up by two if you're Coach Joe Smith. This Perry team's on a 5-0 run right now, getting themselves right back in this ballgame.
15 seconds here in the opening quarter. It's Brody Schwinn on the dribble up top. Knights through two. Dumps it down left block. Hanging in the air and finishing left side, Jason Payne, who's got eight. 17-13, 4 seconds to go. Here's Easton Graves. Dribbles left wing. Fires the three at the buzzer. Oh, off the left rim, no good. And that takes us to the end of an action-packed first quarter here tonight. Rivalry game. Take three between Jeff West and Perry LeCountain. Tigers and Hostile Grounds lead at 17-13 at the end of the first 8 minutes. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A Big East League showdown here in the sub-state semifinals in Class 3A on the boys' side. Jake Spaulding, Megan Sturt, and Brandon Tamman with you on KMZA. Jake, Jeff West had a 7-0 run, about the good 2 or 3 minute stretch there late in the first. Perry LeCountain fought right back. Big bucket at the end of the quarter for the Tigers. Hostile Grounds, Jeff West is in tonight, but they lead it by four. 17-13, we go to the second.
It was a good first quarter for the Tigers. If you love Jason Payne scoring the basketball, I talked about that at the top of the broadcast. You got to get some presence down low. I thought it'd be Brody, but it's Jason here early for Jeff West. But give Perry LeCountain credit. They forced turnovers in that first quarter.
Speaking of Payne, down low, shot blocked. Good defense by Habiger, but he gets his own miss. And another reset here for Jeff West on the opening possession of the second quarter. Here's Chuck. Cause going 2-3 right now. Left side, Brody Schwinn. Wing-to-wing skip. Evan Payne, a triple. In and out. No good. Rebound with good strength with the two hands by Caden Baker. Here comes Perry down four. Left side to Graves up top. Now Graves again between the rings. Wants the ball screen. Nothing there. Gets in the lane. Kicks left. Caleb Confers into the game. Back to Graves on the wing. He'll go baseline. He's cut off. Long pass right wing. It's Habiger spinning, fading away. Another tough shot. Well short. Rebound, Jeff West. They want to push. Down the middle of the floor. Brody Schwinn still on the dribble. He'll slow it up. Hands it back to Evan Payne. Into the corner. Max Tuck from the wing. It's an air ball. Second chance up and no good. Parker Jensen had a look for an offensive rebound and then a foul on the Tigers underneath.
Yeah, Jason Payne there with the foul. I joke about how that was a good pass. Wide open underneath the basket. Parker Jensen's in the game right now, B-Tab, because Brixton Schwinn has two personal fouls. That's as deep as Jeff West is going early here so far. Perry LeCountain, they've gone seven deep, as you mentioned, with Caleb Confer coming in for the first time.
17-13, Jeff West here with the four-point advantage. A minute plus gone by in the second quarter. Jeff West, they're switching up defensively here, going zone right now. Cross trying to dissect.
They're doing an extended 1-3-1 right now.
Here's Krein between the rings, looking left, going back right. Easton Graves, high right on the wing. Now Confer in the corner. One dribble on towards the wing. Now it finds its way to Krein. Quick trigger. It was on target but long, and Jeff West securing a quick rebound.
Again, one and done for Perry has been hurting them in this game.
Beautiful pass into the right side corner, and it's Max Tuck who knocks down a three. The junior Max Tuck from the right side corner, and the largest lead tied for it here tonight. 20-13. Tigers back in front by seven.
Nice dash.
Here's Confer dishing it down to Baker, who missed another bunny up close and a foul on. No, they're going to call a travel against Jeff West. Falling to the floor was Jason Payne after securing the rebound.
Yeah, Jason Payne kind of got a little extended with his center of gravity right there. Yes, there was a little bit of a bump on Caden Baker, but I actually agree with the call right there from the official. He did not get displaced by Baker. Payne just kind of lost his balance.
So the Cause underneath to throw it in, trailing Jeff West by seven. Early portions of the second quarter. Lob it out to Habiger near midcourt. Going right there to get it, Easton Graves. And that zone defense still being applied. Here's a dive by Tucker. Now up top, Habiger. Thought about a free throw line, Jay, instead to Krein on the left wing. Not much of the Marcelino screen. Again, the zone causing issues here. Preparing the count there.
Again, no shot clock beat pass, so long defensive possession potentially here for Jeff West.
They get it in the middle of the zone. Habiger, a little pull-up straight away. That's off.
He'll do that every single time he's got opportunity. He'll create his own shot, went into the defender, separated enough to get himself angled up so he can make that easy 18-footer.
6 points for Habiger here in the first half. 20-15, Jeff West by five, 2.5 minutes into the second. Schwinn back up top to top. Just hit one a moment ago. Thought about it. Now left side in the corner with Payne. That's Evan. Gets it right side on the wing with Tuck. He'll fire again from downtown. This one off the heel. Long rebound tipped out. Colby Krein securing it for Perry LeCompton. Here come the calls down five. Here's Krein straight away with it on the dribble. Stepping back. Deep three. Yes.
Wow.
Can't teach it. And a timeout for Jeff West. It is a four. We'll follow suit. Colby Krein, 6 points and two threes. And the cost trailing 20-18 at 5:05 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNZA. Of course, our timeout's always brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We got Jake Spaulding alongside a packed house here at Perry LeCompton. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tama with you. Jeff West calling that timeout after a big Colby Krein three-pointer to get the cause back to within two at 20-18. Early portion, second quarter, but it's just been a game of small runs between both sides.
And that's what you expect in a rivalry game. You really don't expect either team in this contest to really get too large of a lead against the other. There's not going to be a 15-0 run or anything like that in this ball game. But you're going to see both teams throw punches. That run right there from Perry LeCompton, keep in mind, Brixton Schwinn on the bench for Jeff West with those two fouls. That is a big difference maker so far in this second quarter.
Jason Payne, 8 points to lead Jefferson West. 6 apiece for Colby Krein and Houston Habiger. Topping that department for Perry LeCompton. Tigers trying to add to a two-point lead out of the timeout. 4:45 to go until the half. Good look. Left side pass for three. This one not there. Another offensive rebound this time by Jensen. Good. Backside to the right block. Wide open. Untouched. It's Brody Schwinn who now has six, and the Tiger lead is back to four.
Another bucket because of an offensive rebound, B-10. Second chance opportunities for the Tigers have been huge in this game.
And with that zone defense right now, Jeff West is. Easton Graves near midcourt. Directing traffic. The right hand dribbling waist tie with the left. Here's Krein, left wing. Habiger in the middle of that zone, not piecing its way through it.
And it's a 1-3-1 extended. They're trapping in the corners.
Habiger down low. His pass taken away. Too much length by Evan Payne. Here come the Tigers. Little 3-on-2. Marcelino gets back and knocks it out of bounds.
Give credit there. Good hustle there by Thomas Marcelino, the junior. Getting back defensively. That would have been an easy layup for Brody Schwinn.
Halfway in. Halfway to go. Second quarter. Good pace. Good action here tonight. Winner moves on to a sub-state title game this weekend. 22-18 our score. Quick trigger. Right corner. No. Tipped out near the three-point line, corralled by Colby Krein. Has it on the dribble here, caught down four. Up top to Habiger, one dribble in, left side, ball fake by Krein. He'll step to his right, fire another three, and he is so good at that. 9 points and three threes for Colby Krein, 22-21 Tigers.
Unbelievable confidence from the young man, Colby Krein. He's a senior. They live for these kind of moments.
75 made threes this year for Colby Krein. Left side here for Jeff West is Brody Schwinn in the paint, fading away, up close, nearly banking it in. Marcelino nearly had it, tipped it into the hands of Colby Krein. And Perry LeCompton can take the lead on this possession. They're down one, 3:20 to go until the half. Habiger caught in the corner, and he throws it away. Another turnover by Perry.
And Max Tuck again, that extended zone of what Jeff West is running is causing fits for Perry LeCompton trying to run their offense. Their only successes they've had. Actually, it's been open threes from Krein.
Little high, low post action there. Marcelino tied up underneath and think they're going to get a foul on Perry here. And now a little bit of extracurricular with Marcelino and Max Tuck. That is the rivalry.
Yep.
To say the least.
No doubt about it. There was a battle there. They thought it was a jump ball. The foul was called. And so I don't know if they're going to assess any of the extracurricular here. But you mentioned it, Max Tuck and Thomas Marcelino. Marcelino was involved with the foul on Jason Payne. Max Tuck going in there to defend his player.
Well, the officials are huddled up again. It looks like they're going to push both teams to their respective benches at the 305 mark, maybe.
So Marcelino with the original foul.
And the official gave the call for a common foul on Marcelino, but I still think they're trying to dissect maybe the little bit of extracurricular on the tie-up underneath.
And I think if they assess anything here, it would be a double technical, one associated to Marcelino, one to Max Tuck. I can't see that they would have a conversation. I mean, to be fair, Max Tuck, if you're a parallel counted, Max Tuck did go towards Marcelino to separate him. It wasn't as if they both were already there. So I can see maybe that changing things. I don't know.
We're just talking. We see what we see. I think you're on the realm of it's either a double T or nothing at all.
Yeah, 100%.
Would that be one? If you want to do one or the other, it seems to be the two options here.
Right.
Is the officials are now still chatting it up with head coach Joe Smith for Jeff West.
And I think I was trying to read lips right there, and what I think I got is the official talking to Jeff West right now is the one that separated the teams, and he went over there and he just said that he wanted his time. He wanted to separate the teams out. They talked about it, and it looked like he said he was giving a warning to both teams to basically just chill out, let's reset. And I like that job there by the officials to just do exactly that. Reset these two teams. Hot-headedness is going to happen. The postseason game.
Now, Perry LeCompton, Jeff West having some issues with substitutions because they have six players on the floor.
Right, and the official underneath the basket had already given the basketball to Jason Payne to shoot the free throw, but the near side official,
Perry LeCompton wanting a tee, maybe.
Yeah, and the near side official who said it was my time, he did not put the ball in for play yet. The official underneath the basket wasn't paying attention, went ahead and gave the basketball to Jason Payne at the free throw line, and then you mentioned it, six players were on the floor.
Well, we got a nice pause in the action, separating a couple players. Now, miscues with substitutions. We're still waiting for Jason Payne to fire up some free throws here, but a lot to dissect.
And the one out for this right now is that the official does not say that he had his time, that Jeff West could be awarded with a 30-second timeout. But it looks like they're actually going to say that that shot will not count. There's not two free throws now. There's only going to be one on the two-shot foul because of the lane violation that they're assessing to Jeff West right now.
Okay.
There was six players on the floor. They tried to come back off because they weren't officially supposed to come in yet because there's a two-shot foul.
So, after all that, Jason Payne has one free throw. Good. And he's got nine, his first point of the second quarter. 23-21, Jeff West by two, 3:05 to go until the half.
And if you're into statistics, you know, that does still count as basically one for two. The first one still counted as a free throw attempt, but they wiped it away.
So after all that, here we go. Cause back into the front court, down two at home. 3 minutes to go until the halftime break.
Hopefully that was clear as mud for the folks at home.
Abiger, good dart pass to Dayton Tucker. Good look from three. It was on target but short. Caden Baker underneath. Rebound up and in. First field goal from Caden Baker. He's got three. 23-23 tied.
And that's what you got to see if you're Perry LeCompton. You got to have Caden Baker in this game and do it some work.
And now a steal near midcourt. Dayton Tucker coast to coast. Layup good. Perry LeCompton lead by two.
And this is what shifts the game quickly when you have a home substate semifinal game. The crowd is into it. This Perry LeCompton team is feeling it.
Brody Schwinn, left side on the wing. Up top, Parker Jensen. Here's a high post touch. Right wing to left corner it goes. Baseline drive with Schwinn. Extra shot up through traffic. No. Rebound Perry LeCompton pulled down by Dayton Tucker. Cause the momentum leading by two. 2:07 to go, second quarter.
Max Tuck has been sitting on the bench the last few moments because of that situation. Coach Joe Smith wanted him to calm down. He's back to the scorer's table.
Blocking foul going to be called here on the baseline drive by Habiger. It'll be Carson Wellman to pick it up. That is his first and the second team foul. The Tigers here in the second. Jason Payne back into the game here for Jeff West. Max Tuck as well.
So Coach Smith, is taking out, you mentioned Evan Payne, but also taking out Brody Schwinn. First time he has not been on the floor tonight.
Just south of 2 minutes to go. 25-23. Perry LeCounts in crying again. He's unconscious. From the left wing, it's 4-3 in the half. He's got 12, and it's 28-23, caused by 5.
Remember, not too long ago, Tigers were up by 7 in this ballgame. Perry LeCounts defensively has just put their feet into this court and said, you're not going to score in the paint on us. He's got to be from the outside. Jeff West has gone ice cold from the outside.
In the paint, Wellman, little hop step in. Could be a tie-up. That's the call. And the possession arrow, believing going back to Perry LeCounts. Tigers turn it over.
Another turnover for Jeff West. They've had a handful of those in the last minute and a half of game time here. And again, if Perry's able to get a basket here, the minute 28 to go in the half, I would almost expect Joe Smith to call a timeout, but you've only got 90 seconds to go in the half. But you've got to get these boys back focused in this final 90 seconds.
120 and counting until the halftime break. 5 point Perry LeCounts lead. Tigers only have 6 points here in the second quarter. Graves doing a lot of work inside, trying to fight through the trees, ultimately taken away. It's a Perry LeCounts turnover. Here's Schwinn, high left on the wing, being hounded by Krein. One hand pass to Brixton Schwinn up top. Now Max Tuck settling in, looking back to the head coach for the play call with a minute to go. Goes to Jensen on the wing. Now Brody Schwinn up top, surveying that cause. Zone defense. Now Tuck, Jensen, Schwinn. This is Brody, had it kicked inside, and they're going to say a foul on Perry LeCounts underneath. With 46 seconds remaining in the half, they get Dayton Tucker.
Yeah, Dayton Tucker there. He was bodied up against Jason Payne. Nice entry pass from Brody Schwinn into Payne, and Tucker thought he had all ball when he slapped down. The official said otherwise.
And the first free throw is good by Jason Payne, who has led the charge for the Tigers with 10 here in the first half. 28-24 cause, 46 seconds remaining in the second. And the second good as well for Jason Payne. He's got 11. A game high for the Tigers, 28-25. Perry LeCounts in final 40 seconds of the half.
1-2-2 full court pressure here by Jeff West.
They get it into the front court. Here's Habiger, far side, running away from a double team into the right corner, spinning, launching it back near midcourt. And Easton Graves holding, putting down with the left hand. 27 seconds and counting. He's near midcourt.
Yeah, Jeff West goes back now, straight man-to-man for the final 30.
See if the Cause want to play for the final shot here. Down to 18 seconds, still near midcourt on the dribble. It is Graves, trying to create a little separation with Brody Schwinn on the defense. Habiger now right wing. Still a ways from the bucket. 8 seconds to go. Baker, left side to Tucker. 5 seconds to go. They want Klein. He's at the hot hand. They close out quickly. Here's Easton Graves up top. Throws it up. Great defense by Jeff West to close the half. Not much of anything there. Perry LeCounts wanted a foul on the heave. They did not get it. And a physical first half comes to an end here at Perry LeCounts tonight, with the Cause leading the Tigers 28-25. Goodness. That was a lot of fun. Our halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Niehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, Jefferson West at Prairie Le Compton tonight. Cause of the 28-25 lead. Jake Spaulding, initial thoughts on the first half.
Well, a 15-8 second quarter goes the way of Prairie Le Compton, and a lot of that led in part by none other than their senior, Colby Crine, point guard who averages 12 points a game. Well, he has 12 in the first half, all from behind the half moon in that first half for Perry Le Compton. He's the one that's leading the charge right now. But a big shift in the second quarter was actually because of what happened at the end of the first quarter. Brixton Schwinn picked up his second foul. And Brixton's only got 2 points in this ball game, B-10. However, what he's done for that Jeff West team tonight so far anyways, great defense against Caden Baker down low, and offensive rebounding is going through Brixton Schwinn. He sat for about 4.5 minutes of that second quarter with those two fouls, and that's when you saw Perry go on this big run. You know, we talked about how there wouldn't be like a 15-0 run or anything like that. Perry got really darn close to doing something similar to that. They went on like a 10-2 run in that time mentioned. A lot of that predicated on the fact Jeff West was one and done on the offensive side of the basketball court, and defensively they could not find Colby Crine in that second quarter.
So Colby Crine leading Perry Le Compton, 4 threes and 12 points in that opening half. Outside of that, Houston Haberger, 3 buckets, 6 points, 5 from Easton Graves. You had 2 from Dayton Tucker, also 3 in the book from Caden Baker. Jeff West, they got 11 in the first half from senior Jason Payne. They got 6 from Brody Schwinn. Brixton had 2. That is Brixton Schwinn. Max Tuck with 3. Evan Payne had 3 points as well. Some of the unofficial team numbers in the first half. Both teams had 7 turnovers. Jeff West out rebounding Perry Le Compton, 15-11. Not a lot of free throws. Jeff West 3-for-4 at the line. Perry Le Compton, they were 2-for-4 at the line. Cause knocked down 4 threes, all off the right hand of Colby Crine. 2 threes as well in the first half for Jeff West. 1 by Tuck, the other by Evan Payne. Score at the halftime break, 28-25 Perry Le Compton. As always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Is it member firms, Holton Tax Services, of course, Holton, Mike Tanky, Kay Adler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob East, and Courtney Brockoff.
And I just want to give a scoring update. Again, this is the Sabetha Substate for 3A boys. Across the area, there's 3 other games going on. The one that the folks in this gymnasium are concerned about would be Silver Lake hosting Sabetha. And last known when that ball game, it was Silver Lake 20, Sabetha 18 at the halftime, or close to the halftime break in that one. At the top side of this bracket, it's Riverside hosting Heritage Christian Academy. Last known score up there was 34-27, Heritage Christian. And it just went to the half in Hiawatha. Hiawatha leading Oskaloosa 33-27. A note just came through, B-10, that Braylon Stephen Morgan, the do-it-all 6'5", 6'6", dual threat guy for Hiawatha, not likely to re-enter the game due to an injury. He came on down on his ankle, and so it looks like potentially the Redhawks will do it without their big guy that can not only play the post, man, he can shoot it from about anywhere as well.
Yeah, he'll be first team all league, no doubt about it. So we'll see how the Redhawks respond, taking on a feisty Oskaloosa team here tonight. Nonetheless, we'll keep an eye on those scores as we continue on. Again, our score here at the half, it's Perry Le Compton 28, Jefferson West 25. Final 3-minute timeout, second half action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.net.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable.
to make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here at Prairie Le Compton High School, alongside Jake Spaulding, Megan Sturt, and studio, I'm Brandon Tamman. About to get set to start this second half here tonight. Third meeting this season between Prairie Le Compton and the Jefferson West boys. They split the first two and take three tonight. A trip to the sub-state championship game on the line. Prairie Le Compton, a 3-point halftime lead, 28-25. Jake Spaulding, we talked just some keys for both teams to get a win here in the second half, move on to later on in the week.
I think Prairie Le Compton, for them to keep on rolling like they're doing, is that's forcing turnovers and getting out in transition. And, again, they're doing all this with Houston Havoc just having three baskets in this ball game. They go on a big run, and that young man averages 16 a game. He's only got six. So Prairie Le Compton still has more to be desired from their studs, but Colby Cryan is paving the way for them right now, not only offensively, but on the defensive side as well. And if you're Jeff West, if you're going to make this comeback and win this game to move on to play either Silver Lake or Sabetha on Friday, it's going to have to be a lot more of Brody Schwinn and also Max Tuck. Those are two guys that are underperforming right now in this first half because Prairie Le Compton coach Matt Simmons has them under wraps. Jason Payne is getting his right now, leading the way for Jeff West. But somebody else has got to step up for this Tiger team, and you got to take care of the basketball when you're looking at postseason basketball like we are right now.
Yeah, and it's not just the turnovers for Jeff West. They were how those turnovers came about, which is errant passes to nobody around midcourt, two, three consecutive possessions that led to multiple transition opportunities for Prairie Le Compton. So both teams looking to clean it up. Again, appreciate everyone hanging with us. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, thank you so much, Jake, Brandon, Megan, all with you here on KNZA. So we switch sides of the floor. Jeff West down three, start of the third quarter. We'll have the opening possession. They'll go right to left as we sit up top here at Prairie Le Compton High School.
What an environment, too, again, as we get started here. But I just love this capacity, almost capacity crowd. These two fan bases, they're passionate about their teams.
Man-to-man defense to start here for Prairie Le Compton, looking for an entry pass. Now it's tipped around into the hands of Jason Payne, and he's got 13 to now lead all scorers. Good start for the Tigers, down 28-27.
And that was a good dime from Brody Schwinn. He was on the far right block, skips it across the lane to Jason Payne, able to collect and finish.
Prairie Le Compton, their first offensive touch of the second half. Man-to-man defense right now for Jeff West. Houston Habiger working around the arc, steps in, now in the lane, gets to the right block, off the window, tough finish for Houston Habiger.
He's able to control his body in ways that basketball players should not. able to do that right there, control his body, make a shot off the window.
Both teams scoring on their opening possessions of the second half. Cause 30, Tigers 27, 50 seconds in. On the dribble up top, Brody Schwinn leaving his feet, dipping it back up near the top of the key. That's Brixton Schwinn. Now Tuck, back up top, Evan Payne near midcourt.
Again, no shot clock. You see Coach Joe Smith say, back it out. Let's reset here against this defense by Perry LaCompton as they're staying, for the most part, still man-to-man.
Here's Brixton Schwinn, right side of the floor. It goes to Jason Payne. Now Tuck, nice little ball fake. Gets it, left block, fading away. Tough shot off 1 foot, no, off the heel. Rebound, Houston Habiger.
And Brixton Schwinn does not look to score 90% of the time. He's a facilitator within this offense that time. He goes straight up with a shot. He's got a better opportunity. He kind of hesitated, allowed the defense to come up there and close in like Caden Baker did.
Here's Habiger, left side on the wing. Hands it off to Tucker right there. Jeff West still on the defense. They go under the screen. Tucker for three. Just grazed the right rim into the hands of Brody Schwinn. Here come the Tigers down three, about 2 minutes into the third. Work it all the way through traffic over Caden Baker. And that one is dropped in there by Brody Schwinn, who's got eight.
If you're a Jeff West Tiger, you got to see Brody Schwinn get going. That time he took it the entire length of the floor and finished through contact. Perry LaCompton trying to get an answer here on the offensive side. Look out, Krein.
Here's Krein open. Yep. Boy, too wide open. That's five threes and 15 points for Colby Krein. 33-29 call.
You told me he shot over 170 three-pointers in a season. That's insanity. But when you look at his percentage of 40-plus percent, that's impressive.
A kick ball, sticking that left foot out. Dayton Tucker on the perimeter. Tigers will keep. 5:39 to go, third quarter. Cause 33, Tigers 29. Should mention for Krein, he's got five threes already. Their game against Fulton earlier this season, he poured in 28 points, hit a school record 8 threes. He is certainly about on that pace here in this sub-state game tonight. We'll see.
No final time on your home floor.
Never know. Good look in the lane. Soft touch with the right-handed floater is good for Brody Schwinn. He's got 10. 33-31. Good possession there for JW.
Yeah, another time where you're seeing Brody Schwinn kind of taking over inside the lane there for the Tigers.
Here's Habiger off the screen. They don't switch. He'll take it all the way. He'll draw the foul. Houston Habiger through the line to shoot two at 5:20 to go in the third quarter with the Cause leading by two.
That's the second foul on Brody Schwinn right there. That was a good attack there from Houston Habiger. You haven't seen him attack the rack too often here tonight, earning his two shots here at the line.
He's very good at the line, north of 82%. That leads the team, and the announcer, Jinx IQ, left it well short, no good.
Oh, that's not a real thing, D-Tad.
Well, the casual KNZA listeners know me. I will always call myself out for a potential announcer jinx. I may have done so there, but Habiger makes the second. Goes one for two. He's got nine. Lead back to three for Perry LaCompton, 34-31, about 3 minutes into the third. Now the Cause go back into his own defense. Tigers getting it dissected here with Schwinn up top. Now Tuck on the wing. Now Evan Payne head of the circle. Here's Tuck. Bounced around inside the three-point line on the right wing. Still on the floor. Still trying to fight it out to the perimeter. Dump pass to Payne. Left side three. We're tied up.
Great possession for Jeff West. Near turnover. Great hustle down there by Caden Baker for Perry. But able to rip it out. Max Tuck, they swing it around the perimeter. And wide open, Evan Payne, his second triple of the game.
34-33. Or it appears they might have called that a two.
Oh,
based on the score. So beg your pardon. It's a long two in that corner. 34-33. Perry LaCompton by one. Here's Klein on the dribble up top. Being hounded by Tuck, still on the dribble, working around, cutting in to the right block, shot good, and one, Colby Klein taking over, he's got 17.
And he's got energy like you would not believe. This senior guard, again, not the biggest guy on the floor, only standing at 5'8", but right there he goes right at Max Tuck, takes him to the baseline, and finishes through contact and earns the and one.
Fouls on Max Tuck, his first, team second. Klein with 17 here tonight. And he'll cap that three-point play. 60% at the line this season. He's got 18. 37-33. Perry LaCompton about the halfway point of the third.
Either team, I don't think, again, will pull away from the other. This is just two teams that are just doing everything they can.
And Jeff West, that's a turnover as Brody Schwinn trying to kind of hop step between the top two defenders of that zone, forgot to put it down.
Parker Jensen back in. Tech will sit. Extended 1-2-2 full court pressure being applied here by the Tigers.
Easton Graves near side, working against this pressure in the full court by Jeff West. Graves right down the middle of the floor. Dives it in, kicks it right. Tucker, a three, left it short. Long rebound, though, into the hands of Krein. Here's Habiger, deep on the left wing. That one spun out, flushing the toilet, but in the wrong direction. Rebound, Jeff West.
And a great shot if you're Houston Habiger, if you're a parent of Compton Call, because that's what you want to see.
Dayton Tucker, a little handsy on the perimeter. That's a foul on Dayton, his second team, number one for Perry. Brody Schwinn had the basketball left wing before that foul. 3:41 to go, third quarter. Cause leading at 37-34.
I don't know if there's an issue with the score. Or they're trying to figure out who the foul was on. I'm sorry.
And they do confirm it is Dayton Tucker who picks up the foul, his second.
It is.
And the Cause first of the third quarter. At the halfway point, Tigers down three with the ball, trying to dump it down left block to Jason Payne. They work it around the perimeter up top to Evan. Right side corner, floating from 15 off the heel. Inside, a rebound for Jason Payne, and then a foul on Perry LeCompton, I believe.
Yep, it's going to be a foul here, I believe, on Colby Krein. They're actually going to get Houston Habiger with it, but going for the rebound was Jason Payne, and he was able to collect it, but got bumped, hit the deck. Two officials on the call for that one.
Habiger picks up his first, team second. 3:25 to go, third quarter. 37-34, Perry LeCompton. Here's Parker Jensen, the sophomore, getting that first touch off the inbounds. Evan Payne thought about it. Now left side it goes, Brody Schwinn. Back up top, Jensen. No shot clock here in the playoffs. Little head fake there by Brody. Left side, Jensen again. Cause still sticking in that 2-3 zone defense, about to be at the three-minute mark here in the third quarter. Little inside-outside game there. Missing on a right corner three. Ball deflected. Offensive rebound again. Jason Payne left side. This one not there by Evan Payne. And another long rebound. It's staying in play. And finally out of bounds on the far sideline. It's going to Perry LeCompton.
Man, that was a long extended possession. Coach Matt Simmons would like a timeout.
2:54 to go. Third quarter. It's a four. We'll follow suit. Perry LeCompton 37. Jeff West 34. We're back.
Before you look online, please shop local first. Hi, I'm Tanya Bardo with the Farmers State Bank in Houlton. We're thrilled and excited to be honored with the Outstanding Corporate Donor Small Business Award from the Topeka Chapter of the Association of Fundraising Professionals for our giving back to the community. Support local, live local, bank local, and shop local so we all grow together.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A lot of good stuff today, basketball in the area tonight. We're dialed in here on KMZA 103.9 FM. Perry LeCompton and Jefferson West. Cause coming out of the timeout, leading the Tigers 37-34. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Megan Sturton, Brandon Salmon with you as well. Not as good of an atmosphere as we have seen really all season.
Yes, absolutely. This is I've said it many times, Perry LeCompton, they do it right year in, year out. It's why, you know, there's been sub-state finals held in this gymnasium. It's a great facility. Both fan bases showing out and forced here tonight. But you don't have to have the forcedness of a fan base to show out when it's a rivalry game like these two.
Colby Krein leading all scorers. Perry LeCompton with 18. 37-34. Cause out of the timeout. Cause plus three with the possession. Habiger, tough three.
Wow.
Right wing. He buries it.
Unbelievable confidence there. I talked about Houston Habiger at halftime. Now he only has 6 points. He needed to come to life. Here in this third quarter alone, he's got six.
12 points for Habiger. 6-point lead for the Cause. Under 2.5 to go, third quarter. Jeff West with Brody Schwinn, right side on the wing, Parker Jensen. Back up top, Evan Payne, looking right, comes back left. It's Brody Schwinn, caught staying in that 2-3 zone defense. A lot of perimeter passing here for the Tigers, approaching the 2-minute mark here in the third. Here is Jensen again, working around the arc. They finally get a middle touch in that zone, in the paint. It's knocked away, and Baker scoops it up for a steal, and a Jeff West turnover.
And maybe the first time tonight that I've watched this ball game where Caden Baker actually dominated Jason Payne. Jason Payne has been so good on the offensive end for Jeff West so far tonight. We got a stoppage because there's
a quarter just rolled onto the floor. Now the question is, did that coin land heads up? Isn't that supposed to be good luck?
I mean, a penny? I don't know about a quarter.
Oh, I don't know. It looked like a coin. So they had to stop play, which, wow, a couple stoppages, but not for a loose change on the floor, but Goss will throw it into the backcourt here. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. They lead it by six.
They're looking comfortable on the offensive side because the outside shots, they've been falling for Perry LeCompton here tonight.
They get it to Cry, and they set him up for three, which he buried. But, Jake, an offensive foul and a legal screen on Caden Baker.
And again, it's not going to be the fan of Matt Simmons right there, that official, nor anybody in blue tonight. I think it was the right call right there. Klein coming off of a screen, and Baker moving with that defender who's going over the top of the screen. Klein did make the three, which made it even more of a devastating call.
PG-13 from head coach Matt Simmons. He did not approve of that call. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. 6 point cause lead. Tigers have it. They're working on this zone defense. Good skip pass to Max Huck. He can't knock down the three. Left it short. But an offensive rebound for Brody Schwinn. Up and good off the window. Second chance opportunity as what has really kept Jeff West in this game all night. They're down four.
Absolutely. Again, offensive rebounding has been a massive part for this Tiger team tonight, keeping them here within four.
Nearly turning it over. Habiger chasing it down near midcourt on the near side. A working top of the circle. Left side to Dayton Tucker. Bouncing on the block to Baker. Right side, Klein. Another three.
Oh, my goodness.
Colby Klein is having a game.
Again.
21 points and six triples, 43-36.
They've already had the pomp and circumstance of senior night. But this is the last time that this young man is going to play in front of his home fans, and he is lighting it up tonight.
Two threes from tying his own school record he set earlier this season. Here's a tough pass through traffic, somehow getting a shot up, no good, but taken away by Houston Habiger. Not sure how Jason Payne even got a look with all the hands around him down low.
Coach Smith was begging for a foul. A lot of bodies in motion down there underneath the block. Perry LeCompton now got a hold for the final shot.
18 seconds and counting. Cause 43, Tigers 36. Momentum, Crime thought about it. Down to the corner with Habiger. Coach Simmons saying, hey, let's reset. We got time. 8 seconds. And a whistle and a foul.
So
they've been letting them play all night. And that's not a foul we've seen called yet. But they get the hands there on Brody Schwinn. And as Jake mentioned, that's number three. And Hudson Wellman's going to have to check in. 7.2 seconds remaining. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Habiger will throw it in near side.
I'm Jeff West. I'm looking for number two. And if I'm Perry, I'm setting something up for Mr. Colby Krein.
Here's Krein. He has it deep on the left wing. They reverse it to Habiger. 3 seconds. He'll fire.
Oh!
Houston Habiger at the horn. A right wing three. And the Cards will take their largest lead of the game into the fourth quarter. Trip to the sub-state title game on the line. Home team Cause 46. Road team Tigers 36. Fourth quarter and 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got 8 minutes to go in a game that will decide one of two teams playing in a sub-state championship later on this week. And it's been a lot of fun here covering this one tonight. Perry LeCompton boys leading Jeff West 46-36 as we go to the final 8 minutes. Jake, Megan, Brandon all with you here on KNZA. Perry LeCompton, they do what they do best, and that is stroke it from the outside. Good sir, 8 triple 6 from Colby Crowley. And that's really led the charge to a 10-point lead.
Unbelievable performance so far from Colby Krein tonight. But you mentioned it, 8 threes for Perry, only 2 for Jeff West. We knew, again, 2 different contrasting styles. Jeff West wanting to work inside the lane. Well, ever since Perry went to this kind of a 3-2 compact zone defense for them, they are struggling, Jeff West is, to find open shots inside the lane, and it's allowing opportunities for Perry to extend their lead.
Jeff West led it by 4 at the end of the first quarter, but since then, Perry has outscored the Tigers 33-19. Here's Klein, first possession, caught down low, looking for a backdoor. Habiger shot, no, but he's fouled.
Fouled by Max Tuck, and Tuck's had a rough night tonight. Only 1 basket made. He's been in the middle of a scrum. He's frustrated. You can just see it on his face. Very frustrated tonight because things are not going the way. But, hey, this team, they got 7:46 to go, and you need your leaders like a Max Tuck to get yourselves back into this ball game.
First free throw by Habiger, beg your pardon. Got the shooter's touch. After a pretty quiet first half for Houston Habiger, he's got 10 here in the second half. And behind Kryn, he's got 16 here tonight.
And you knew it if you were a Perry fan, that that was the guy that needed to get going in the second half, and he has definitely answered the call.
Second free throw, rattles it home. 17 for Houston Habiger, and the largest lead now a dozen for the home team cause. 48-36, 20 seconds into the final 8 minutes. Here's a kick into the right corner. Brody Schwinn with the touch. Gets it right back from Tuck in the right corner. Gets in the lane. Gets it up top, Evan Payne. Cause active on defense, and Baker comes away with a steal on the pass inside.
Again, this zone right now for Perry is so difficult for Jeff West to get any kind of entry passes down low. That one went right into the arms of the awaiting Caden Baker.
Graves gets it away to Kryn off the double team. Baker down low underneath, and he's caught underneath. He's called for a travel. Boy, quick movement to get it to Baker. He had a shot maybe in the left side corner for an open three, but got caught underneath. Tigers needed that. They get it back down 12 early fourth.
No Evan Payne on the floor now for Jeff West as Parker Jensen back into the game for the Tigers.
1 minute gone by, fourth and final quarter. Matchup number three between these two this season. They split the two in the regular season. Tigers won the league matchup. Perry getting the matchup in the midseason tournament at Valley Falls. Here's Schwinn spinning, and the tie-up is called. Yikes.
Okay.
Not really anybody with possession as Schwinn was spinning into the lane. Nobody for the cause had it. Really even an opportunity there, but the Tigers with the possession on the arrow. They get it in quickly. Soft touch up close. Missing short was Brody Schwinn. A rebound for Perry LeCountain. Caden Baker.
The team right now for Perry that they can value every single possession. No shot clock. We mentioned it a few times. Take the air out of the basketball a little bit. You're up by 12 for the spot against Silver Lake on the line.
Played 90 seconds of this fourth quarter. Cause leading 48-36. Tigers had multiple seven-point leads squandered in the first half. Using the body, angling in from the right wing, and up close off the window, another deuce for Houston Habiger, and he's got 19.
His body control, I've mentioned it multiple times tonight, is just very impressive. Able to keep himself square to the basket, even with contact comes. Coach Joe Smith looking at his Tigers now saying, we got to go.
6 minutes to go. Danger time for Jeff West. They're trailing by 14. This would help. There's a three straight away. It's short. Rebound Easton Graves. And the cause, as you mentioned, can take the air out of it a touch every time they get the ball with no shot clock here in the postseason. Easton Graves on the dribble. Tigers going man-to-man. Just one foul called between the two in the two-plus minutes we've played so far here in the fourth quarter. Kryn has it up top, angling right. Now on the wing, it's Habiger. He just did that scenario a moment ago. They're going to say a foul on the floor. He made the shot on the drive. It's going to be the second foul against the Tigers here in the fourth.
Yeah, third on Max Tuck as well for Jeff West. And I think we had a timeout coming here.
Joe Smith wants to talk it over. His Tigers got some work to do. Perry LeCountain, they got the momentum. 5.5 minutes to go in this game. Cause leading it 50-36. Perry's largest lead of tonight's game. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KMZA tonight, always brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Seeing some games shake out here tonight. Perry LeCountain at home leading Jefferson West 50-36, a 14-point advantage. For the home team cause, with just 5.5 minutes to go in this game. Megan, Jake, Brandon, all with you here tonight on a KNCA. It is tough times right now for Jeff West. They got to get something going here down 14.
Yeah, they do, but again, you got to give credit to where it's due. Perry's defense has ramped up, and it's frustrated Jeff West. And when you're hitting the outside shots as consistently as Perry LeCompton has tonight, again, it's their style. They love shooting from the outside, and they're very successful at it.
Now the cause again with the no shot clock and the two-touchdown lead, taking advantage of as much time as they can. Here's Crying for his 7-3. It was on target, but short from the left corner. Big rebound for Max Tuck. Jeff West down 14. They need a bucket. Here's Brody Schwinn up top to Junior, looking right, comes back left. It goes to Jason Payne. He has it on the wing. Still that zone defense being applied right now by the cause. Here's Tuck on a baseline drive. Chest pass into the corner. Now Schwinn to the rack. No, left it short. Offensive rebound rejected by Baker. Into the hands of Tuck, and then he drives in from the right angle and gets called for a foul. That's Perry down low.
Scrambling right there, but give credit right there. I talked about Caden Baker in the first half, not really a presence for Perry LaCosta that time. I mean, Jason Payne, he's been quiet here in the second half, all because, in large part, to Caden Baker.
Crying picked up the foul, his first, and team foul number one against the cause here in the fourth quarter. 4:45 and counting, Tigers down 14. And a lazy pass, tipped away by Crime, still on the floor. Tucker gets knocked down, and that's a foul on Jeff West. It's going to get Tuck.
Yeah, that's number four on Max Tuck, and that one, you mentioned the lazy pass. That time, when you're going against a zone like this, if you're going to swing it from the block to the top of the key, it's got to be a quick rotation, and it's got to be a bullet pass. That time, the pass from Brixton Schwinn, a little bit late, and Crime was definitely ready for that.
Colby Crine, 21 points to lead all scorers. Houston Abiger has 19. Perry LeCompton leading it by 14 with 4.5 minutes to go. Jeff West had two separate 7-point leads throughout the first half, squandered both, and now in trouble here as we're nearing the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Here's Crine stepping back for his 7-3. It is good. 24, and now 7 threes from Colby Crine, and it's 53-36. Cause blowing it open.
He's just having his way tonight. When shooters are seeing that rim that wide open, he's going to keep shooting.
Evan Payne, though, right back up the floor. A deep straightaway triple. Had to have it if you were Jeff West. 53-39 at the halfway point here in the fourth. 8 points tonight for the freshman, Evan Payne. Tigers need to get some stops. Again, no shot clock here. Heavily in the favor of the home team cause with the 14-point lead at now 3:40 and counting.
That's Jeff West and man-to-man, and Perry LeCompton running a 5-out set. A 4-out set. Caden Baker coming from the low block out, set screens up top, and he'll go back into the lane.
Jeff West knocking it into the backcourt, and they're going to say it was last touch by Graves. Head coach Matt Simmons saying it was tipped. Ultimately, the call gives it back to Jeff West.
Yep, and the official said that his player, talking about Graves, actually hit it to the backcourt, even though it was deflected by a Tiger. You're getting the boo birds out now. And this is where, again, there's a lot going on in this style of a game. It's a postseason game, and fan bases, they get a little bit extra juiced for this style of a game.
Under 3.5 minutes to go, 3:27 is what we got on the clock. Jeff West getting a stop, but again, down 14, 53-39, as we're chipping away towards the end of this one. They go over the top. They miss the shot up close. A little alley-oop to Brody Schwinn. And it goes out of bounds here on the near side. And they're going to say it's Jeff West ball.
And, again, I like the call there as far as where that direction was going. It was deflected. The shot missed by Schwinn. But Caden Baker going over the rebound, knocked it to the corner. The official underneath the basket couldn't get a good enough angle. Got help from the topside official.
Oh, going for the alley-oop. And, again, a good look, but missing up close. Shot off the rebound. No good. And Brody Schwinn, with a little extra effort, going to draw a foul. He'll go to the line for two.
And Jeff West right now, when they will go back and watch this tape, they're going to realize how many bunnies were missed at 2 feet from the basket. Brody Schwinn to the line to shoot two. This game not over yet, B-Tad. But Perry LeCompton, I think another basket or two, they're going to be feeling pretty good.
Got to knock down the freebies. Brody Schwinn cans the first. He's got 13 here for Jeff West tonight. Makes it 53-40. 3:15 to go. And the second is good. Two big free throws by Brody Schwinn. Not a ton of free throws really shot between two teams tonight. But now we get a whistle and a timeout. At 3:15 to go in the game, it is Perry LeCompton leading at 53-41 over Jeff West. We got some score updates.
Yes.
Jake, from across the landscape here tonight.
Yeah, winner of this game will get Silver Lake in the 3A Substate title up in Sabetha, but it won't be the host team, Sabetha Blue Jays, playing in that one. Silver Lake tonight, 58-39 over Sabetha. So Silver Lake will take on either Jeff West or Perry LeCompton on Friday night for the chance to go to the state tournament on the line. Last check, it was 5 minutes to go in the contest up in Riverside, and it was Riverside trailing Heritage Christian 38-30. Check that out. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. End of the third quarter, Hiawatha extends their lead up to now 52-37 in their contest against Oskaloosa. Those are the area scores that matter for this specific sub-state. 2A girls action going on across the area tonight as well. We have Rossville over at Kansas City Christian. You've got Valley Heights hosting Donovan West, which last checked in that one beat had. It was all Mustangs, 36-17 at the half.
So out of the timeout, cause dissecting this full court pressure being applied by Jeff West. Trying to hit the three-minute mark to go. There's a bump and a foul on the perimeter. They'll get the foul on Parker Jensen. It is team foul number four. So bonus time, the final 3:05 here for Perry LeCompton as they lead it right now by a dozen.
3:04, as you mentioned, clock moving. Jeff West, they're going to have to make a decision here. They're extending their pressure, and there is a foul right there. Coach Joe Smith with his palms in the air, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about. They were letting the boys play early in this game, and now as the game's getting a little bit tighter down the stretch, you're seeing calls being made that maybe weren't called back in the first.
Evan Payne picks up the foul, his first. Dayton Tucker at the line for freebies here. 2:59 to go in the game. Cause leading by 12. First on the way. And that one's good by Dayton Tucker. He's a very good free throw shooter at North at 73%. Offensively quiet tonight, just his third point. And it gives it back to a Baker's dozen at 54-41. Second by Tucker. Front rim, no. He goes 1-for-2. Rebound, Jeff West. Got to go quick. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Tigers get it in quickly into the front court. Looking for Tuck on the right side. Left side on the wing. It goes Brody Schwinn. Tuck has it up top. Looking right. Goes that way to Evan Payne. Has to fire. D3. It's an air ball. Rebound, Dayton Tucker. And slowing it down. Perry LeCompton by 13 with now 2:37 and counting. Here's Crying right in front. Matt Simmons wants a timeout. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 2:34 left in this one. Perry LeCompton trying to hold on. They lead Jeff West by 13. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Every new year, we're surrounded by weight loss promises, fad diets, miracle shakes, and quick fixes that rarely last. At Holton Community Hospital, we believe obesity is a disease, and it deserves real medical care. Our weight management program treats the root causes of obesity, genetic, environmental, and behavioral. No gimmicks, just personalized, medically guided care. Visit holtonhospital.com/weightlossmanagement. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Late fourth quarter, Perry LeCompton trying to advance. Silver Lake awaiting later on this week in a sub-state championship game on Friday in Sabetha. Eagles knocking out the Blue Jays just a little bit ago. And Perry LeCompton trying to join the Big East League champs here in 25 and 26. Correction, second place, I should say, in the Big East. Silver Lake girls winning it this year. Hiawatha boys, the Big East League champs. But nonetheless, you get what I mean.
I understand.
Very good team in the Big East awaiting what could be Perry LeCompton as they lead it by 13 with the ball 2.5 left.
Yeah, they coach them his timeout. We'll see where they draw up again. Taking the air to the basketball. No shot clock here. How quickly does Jeff West go for a steal? If they don't get it, are they going to get a foul?
Now, Colby Crine tied up near midcourt and not liking the call. Head coach Joe Smith thought it was a tie-up. And instead, it's going to be a foul on Brody Schwinn. That is number four. With 2:25 left, free throws for Colby Crine, who's having a ridiculous night with 7 threes and 24 points.
Not too shabby.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I take that.
First one at the line. Crine, he calmly knocks it down. He's got 25. You can hear a pin drop.
Yes.
Before Perry LeCompton is at the line. 55-41 cause. And Crine, perfect on both. And he's 3-for-3 at the line tonight. He's got a game-high 26. He has hit 7 threes. Jeff West just trying to save it from a turnover. Duso able to get it back between the rings out high, Evan Payne. But it's a 15-point Perry LeCompton lead, 2:13 and counting.
And you said Colby Crine, I mean, the school record is 28 that he set earlier this season. To 26 right now.
Right now, high post touch. Jason Payne, now tough contested three off the front rim. Offensive rebound by Brixton Schwinn, and they get him for a foul. That is extremely unfortunate for Jeff West. This is what we were afraid of.
Yep.
And we talked about it. The physicality, in the first half was there.
Yes.
And the officials were letting him go. Now, it's not so much. And Jeff West is on the wrong side of it here in the fourth quarter when they're trying to orchestrate a wild comeback here late.
Sure.
That puts Caden Baker at the line. And he knocks in the first free throw. We've got four here tonight. 57-41 cause at 1:59 to go. Bonus time the rest of the way for Perry. They hit it at 60% on the season. And Baker goes 2 for 2. He's 3 for 4 at the line tonight. He's got 5, 58-41. And time running out for Jeff West. They're down 17.
Baker's only had 5 points, but, man, his ability in the second half to play great defense is what allowed the player the confidence in this league.
And Max Tuck had to fire a deep contested three. It was well off the mark. Habiger clearing it away. Cause into the front court with a minute 41 to go. Precious time running off the clock. 58-41. Perry. Brian just knifing through a double team there near midcourt. Down to a minute 30, and there's the foul. And if that's Brixton Schwinn, that'll be his third. And again, well in the bonus here in the fourth quarter. Fourth foul on Brixton.
And you see Jeff West, that defensively, they're wanting to put Caden Baker at the line, just 41% on the season, but he's 3 for 4 tonight.
That one no good, missing off the left rim.
I still don't believe in broadcaster jinx.
Okay.
I don't believe in
okay.
it. Had nothing to do with what
okay.
I just said.
The track record runs deep. Second by Baker. Goes 1 for 2. 6 points tonight for Caden Baker. It's an 18-point lead with just 90 seconds to go.
You know, six possession game, 90 seconds to go.
No shot clock.
Exactly.
Not in your favor.
Correct.
And you got to go quick if you're Jeff West. Tuck in the left corner. They go under the screen. Gets a decent look. It's on target but high off the heel. And it hits the wiring up top, and that'll give it back to Perry with a minute 15 to go, leading 59-41.
And I can see Jeff West just playing straight-up defense, maybe from the final 70 seconds of this game. I don't anticipate any intentional fouls really happening here.
And Cronin got caught in a double team near side at midcourt. Coach Simmons didn't want a turnover there. He'll call a timeout. Believe it is a full. Nope, it's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Jake Spaulding alongside. Always appreciate it. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tama with you. Perry LeCompton, good sir. Just north of a minute away from a date to Sabetha coming up on Friday in Silver Lake, awaiting in a sub-state championship.
It'll be a rematch from December 5th, B-Town, where Silver Lake defeated Perry LeCompton 59-45. But remember the date I just said? That was December. That was the second
long
game of the year.
Ago.
That's the last time those two have faced off against each other. Both teams immensely better than where they were back in December. I'm impressed with this Perry LeCompton team. We knew coming into this one that they can really shoot the lights out of it. But what really made the difference for me tonight was the adjustments defensively by this Perry LeCompton team. They started out man-to-man, then they extended a 1-3-1 zone, then they packed in a 3-2 zone for a majority of the second half, and it's just caused fits for this Jeff West team. When you got the size that the Tigers have, you got to not let them have easy baskets inside, and they've done just that.
So we get no shot clock here. Well, in the bonus are the cause. Did the Tigers just let it run out? We're at a minute to go. There's a reach in, no whistle. Cried on the dribble, not Graves near midcourt. Here comes the pressure, but again, the Tigers aren't fouling, and there's the foul with 50.1.
Brody Schwinn just trying to go for a steal there. He's going to pick up his fifth foul, though.
Well, the first team, Big East wide receiver from the fall, 1,005 receiving yards. You see the frustration as he fouls out of the game. The junior with 14 points tonight. And his team going to come up short here at Perry LeCompton as Habiger is at the line to shoot two. His first is good. He's made four in a row and now has 20 points. take 14 of the 20 here in the second half.
Again, he's the guy that's got to go. Perry's going to make a run, and I believe this team can. You know, I told you before the broadcast started, as Haberger makes the second free throw as well, that this was the team I would put in the state tournament if Ronnie Baker was in it before this season even started. Nevertheless, no Ronnie Baker, they're still, they got all the pieces to make it happen.
20-point lead for the Cause. A quick three missed by Payne. Rebound for Perry LeCompton. And the cheers are on with 34 seconds and counting. Well, the Tigers foul one more time. It doesn't appear so. The official is going to let it go. There's the foul. 22.5.
Evie Brixton swims fifth. So he will join his older brother on the bench, fouling out in this one. But, you know, quickly going to talk about Jeff West here, B-Tad, a team that loses one senior from this roster. You know, they came into this season after losing five from a season ago, and they go 15-10 after having to replace all starters, basically, on this roster. They're going to lose Jason Payne. Jason Payne's a phenomenal basketball player for this team, and he's getting his own little ovation right now, getting to come out of this game for one final time, and the emotions are hitting him that his career is over. But this is a Jeff West team that will be back next year, and they'll be back with a vengeance because of the ability that they've got with the players that they've got coming back.
So it's Caden Baker at the line to put the finishing touches on this one. He's got 7, 62-41, Perry LeCompton. And this was a 3-point game at the half, Jake.
Yeah.
And it is a 21-point lead. Rebound Tigers. Both teams going a little bit deep into the bench. Esmond Griffin works it into the front court here for the Tigers. He takes it all the way, and he's rejected by Rowan Freeman at the rim. With 14 seconds to go, and we'll also see Ethan Gomez in for Coach Simmons and Perry LeCompton. What a game tonight, Sin.
Yeah.
What a game we're going to see Friday night, Silver Lake and Perry LeCompton.
That's going to be a good one.
And of course, we'll have that on the Silver Lake channel. We'll see how the rest of the schedule shakes out today and tomorrow for the Friday-Saturday broadcast across the station. Final 2 seconds, run off the clock, and that will do it. A dominant second half for the home team, Perry LeCompton Cause. And they get their 18th win of the year and advance to a sub-state championship game. Final score here tonight, 3A boys, sub-state semifinal from Perry LeCompton High School. Cause defeat Jeff West. Final score, 62-41. All right, let's go to the post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. More on the other side. We're back after this. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Pines of Fulton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Fulton family. At the Pines of Fulton, it's our family caring for yours.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Life, it doesn't slow down, and neither should your health care. At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers care for every generation, from kids' checkups to adult wellness, and everything in between. Same-day appointments, preventative care, and providers who know you by name. When it comes to your family's health, stay close to home at one of our 6 locations. Visit us online at chcsks.org for more information. Community Healthcare System, to enrich the health and lives of the people we serve.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At The Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postgame show here on KNCA, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Megan Sturton, our KNCA studio producer tonight, Brandon Tamman with you as well. Fans enjoying this one. The home team tonight, apparently Compton, a big-time win in matchup number three this year against their rival in Jefferson West. Both teams winning one in the regular season. And the one that meant the most here tonight in the sub-state semifinals in take three, it was Perry Compton, and they dominated Jake after the first quarter.
Absolutely. Again, you saw comfortability really kick in for Perry Compton, all from the outside, because once again, this is two contrasting styles. Jeff West wants to beat you up down low. Perry Compton wants to shoot it from around anywhere, and they struggled early, but once they got settled in, it was lights out, led by Colby Crine. My goodness, that kid was unconscious tonight. But the biggest difference, again, I feel like in this game, was a defensive mindset shift by the all-time MIAA defensive shot blocker and a defensive player of the year at Fort Hays State University, head coach Matt Simmons of Perry Lecompton. The defensive adjustments he made, shifting into that 3-2 zone, packing it in, and not letting Jason Payne do about anything in the second half. That was a difference maker in this one, because Jeff West then couldn't hit anything from the outside. They couldn't get anything going offensively inside. And then Perry, they just continued to shoot from the outside, lights out, and it became a game that was super comfortable, as you saw tonight from the Cause.
Perry Lecompton, 9 threes. You talked defense after the first quarter in which Jeff West led by 4. Cause defense held the Tigers last 3 quarters to just 24 points, 16 in the second half, Jake, and just 5 points in the fourth quarter.
That's just a predication of what Perry did defensively. Jeff West was frustrated by that point. They didn't feel confident with what they were trying to do offensively, and they were trying to force shots at that point from the outside. They weren't dropping, and that's not happening. It's a rough night.
Get you the stats from this one again. Perry Lecompton now 18-7 on the year. They're going to get Silver Lake on Friday night over in Sabetha for a sub-state championship game. Of course, we'll have Silver Lake Channel for sure on that, but going to see how everything else kind of shakes out here the next couple of nights as far as the radio side of it. But either way, Perry Lecompton taking on Silver Lake in that sub-state title game Friday. Perry Lecompton, big night. Colby Crine, 26 points. He had 7 threes in the game, one off his school record that he set earlier this season against Holton. He was also 3-for-3 at the free throw line and collected 5 rebounds as well. Houston Havoker, big second half. 15 of his 21 points in the second period. He was 5-for-6 at the line. So those two combined, Jake, for 47 of the Perry Lecompton, 62 here tonight.
That's impressive. Again, we talked about those two at the beginning of this ball game. You know, and I really wanted to see Colby Crine do good with taking care of the basketball, assist over turnover ratio, be very efficient. He started hitting threes, and then Houston Havoker just had 6 points at halftime. You're wondering, what's going on with Houston right now? Well, guess what? Houston, we don't have a problem, because the second half, he came to life. He made his shots, his body control. If you haven't seen Houston Havoker play basketball, you really should, because he's the epitome of a 6'3 lengthy guard that is able to do just about anything. It doesn't matter what the defense throws at him. He was big bodies tonight bumping against him. He kept body control. He was able to make shots when normal, now I would say 80% of athletes cannot make those shots. He was making them tonight.
Crine with 26, Havoker with 21. Outside of that, Caden Baker had 7 points. Easton Graves had 5. And 3 points as well from Dayton Tucker. 15-21, currently Compton Woods at the free throw line tonight, and they knocked down 9 threes. For Jeff West, their season comes to an end at 15-10, but Jake mentioned it, just one senior on the roster. You know, from 6 wins last year to 15 this season, with a lot to look ahead for with head coach Joe Smith. Again, this team is building. They're going to be right in the mix once again and should have a very filled-out roster next year to get back into the thick of it here in the Big East. But it ends here at 25-26 at 15-10. Tonight they got 13 points from Jason Payne. Brody Schwinn, he led the way. He had 14 points to go along with 8 rebounds. Outside of that, freshman Evan Payne, he had 8 points. 3 points from Max Tuck. And Brixton Schwinn, the freshman, 2 points and 4 rebounds as well. Jeff West, just 6 free throw attempts all night. They hit 5 of them. But again, they were minus 6 in terms of the made threes, as they only knocked down 3 threes in tonight's game compared to Perry Lee Compton's 9 triples, as Colby Crine, the leading charge in that regard, with 7 triples and a game-high 26 points. Again, as always, our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services. Again, Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yangst and Courtney Brockoff. Jake, you know how it works. Up next, our player of the game. I think you get an opportunity here to pick your poison for Perry Lee Compton tonight.
I love whenever I do games and I got Boz as my color commentator. We do our show and I make Boz pick the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball.
He does it all.
I do not like picking because I don't like the solo aspect of it, because you could easily go either Houston Habiger or Colby Crine, but to me, I don't think Perry's in this ball game in the first half without Colby Crine. Without his ability to shoot and make 4 three-pointers in that first half, have the offensive control that he had, when Jeff West went on their run, Colby Crine is who kept them in this ball game. So if you take his 20, he led the team in points as well, I get that. But I think that run, latter part of the first quarter and the beginning part of the second quarter, without that Colby Crine, I don't know if Perry Lee Compton can win this ball game, because the confidence then just flew through the veins of Colby Crine. He's your Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Player to bank on tonight.
26 points, 7 threes, perfect at the line. A few assists here and there. He had 5 rebounds. Again, one off his school record of 8 three-pointers made, in which he did so in a game against Holton earlier this season. So again, we got to get ready to wrap things up. We got multiple broadcasts still to come later on this week. Of course, same time tomorrow night, I will be at another location of a Big East League school, and that is St. Mary's taking on Valley Falls on the boys' side in Class 2A.
And that's going to be a fun matchup for you tomorrow night over in St. Mary's. Valley Falls Dragon team wins the NEKL, a St. Mary's team that plays the ever-tough Big East League schedule. That's going to be a heck of a ball game over there. But setting you up for Friday, it'll be Hiawatha Heritage Christian, and that will be the 7:30 game on Friday night for the sub-state final up there in Sabetha, and then Silver Lake will be taking on Perry. That game will be at 6 o'clock, and the way that we're able to tell you that right now is because the host, the proximity travel, I should say, for these teams. Perry and Silver Lake traveling fairly far. Heritage Christian, they got a long ways to go, too, but I'm very confident with that. I could be proven wrong. We'll see what the KSHSAA puts out tomorrow morning, but it's Hiawatha Heritage Christian, Silver Lake Perry on Friday night. Those are your sets here for the 3A boys' side of things. On the girls' side of things, we've got everything matched up except for the Fortin-Moorhill Mounts Academy game. Have not had that game come in yet. But Rossville, the 9 seed in 2A girls, goes to Kansas City Christian tonight. Top seed in the 2A state or sub-state tournament there. Wins 71-49 over KC Christian. So Rossville awaits the winner of either Moorhill Mounts Academy or Fortin tonight. On the girls' side, on the bottom side of the bracket, Linden upended JCN 61-31. They will take on Valley Heights, who defeated D West tonight 65-41 for your games tonight.
All right, so there it is. Just one of the many full nights we got in store coming up this week. Of course, 3A boys, we got our sub-state title games coming up Friday night with Hiawatha Heritage Christian and Silver Lake Perry Lee Compton. Again, tomorrow night, same time, 6 o'clock, I'll be at St. Mary's. Bears hosting the Valley Falls Dragons on the boys' side in 2A. But stay locked in, MSCSports.net, for all the information throughout the course of the week. One final time, Jake, before we get things out of here, Perry Lee Compton again, a 21-point win tonight.
Big-time win. Big congratulations to Coach Matt Simmons and his crew. Great season by the Tigers of Jeff West. You love seeing Big East battles.
at this point of the season. We're guaranteed a Big East team going to the state tournament now, regardless of what happened, because on the semifinals, well, they were all Big East League teams. However, big ups to Perry LeCompton and Coach Matt Simmons, and I just love watching the game of Colby Crine and Houston Haviger. Happy for them that they get one more chance guaranteed on Friday night.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, less than 24 hours from now, right here on KNZA on the two-way side in boys basketball. It'll be St. Mary's hosting Valley Falls. We'll have that sub-state semifinal for you tomorrow night right here on KNZA, beginning just shy of 6 o'clock. Again, for Megan Sturton in studio, Jake Spaulding to my left. Appreciate you two very much. Final score one final time tonight, boys 3A, sub-state semifinal. Here at home, it was Perry LeCompton defeating Jefferson West by a final score of 62-41. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for more high school hoops. Stick with us, and you're locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.